Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corp have test-fired two more ballistic missiles today, defying a threat of new sanctions from the United States. The launches follow the test firing of several missiles on Tuesday, which the US say it will raise at the UN Security Council. Currently, there's no proof to say these missiles are a threat to the US or that they violate Iran and America's nuclear deal. Are these tests a sign of future development, or are we jumping to conclusions? The Wise Talia Sfingos spoke to founder and director of Sage International, Dr. John Bruni, about how these missiles really affect the relationship between Iran and the US.
Currently, where does the relationship between the US and Iran stand?
Well, essentially, everything is dependent on the nuclear accord between the United States and Iran, and that seems to be going reasonably well. The Americans aren't necessarily too fussed with how the Iranians have been behaving in terms of it continuing its nuclear program, but the problem, of course, is that the treaty itself did not really fully unpack the whole idea of using ballistic missiles. And, of course, the Iranians, being in a strategic crossroads and surrounded by enemies, you know, while they may be opening up to the West by throwing out their nuclear capability, I suppose, to the international community, their ballistic missile fleet is basically the thing that keeps their deterrence strong. So it's unlikely that we will never see Iran brandishing its missile strength against its regional rivals.
Do you believe that Iran's actions, if they continue testing these ballistic missiles, could it possibly impact the relationship between Iran and America in the long term?
It's really not in anyone's interest for that to happen. The Iranians are up to their back teeth with the Russians in Syria, with their allies Hezbollah. The Iranians are fighting a proxy war with Saudi Arabia at the moment. Iran is a very prickly country. It is surrounded by what it considers strategic threats, and the United States has yet to prove to Iran that it is a reliable partner. So, of course, we're going to be seeing a little bit of friction between the United States and Iran, but of course that friction is not going to necessarily include the nuclear option, which is a good thing. We can all breathe a sigh of relief over that.
And would the tests be seen as a violation of the international nuclear deal with Iran?
Well, that depends on the people in the United States and what side of the political fence you come from. Of course, Hillary Clinton's come out very strongly against the Iranian nuclear tests because, of course, it's an election year. However, were she to become president of the United States, I think that she would actually tone down her rhetoric because she will also very much understand the current U.S. Secretary of State, Iran's peculiar strategic necessities and the reasons why Iran is letting off its missiles as a show of strength.
So you said that they're doing it to show off strength. Is that why they have decided to test fire these ballistic missiles?
Yes, the Iranians need to make sure that the international community, but particularly the countries that surround it, know that there's no softening of the Iranian position unless there's a fundamental change to strategic status quo in the region. The bottom line is really the ballistic missile fleet will have to be seen to be as strong, and Iranian leaders have to be seen to be strongly supporting the Iranian missile fleet. So therefore, tests of deterrence are necessary. I mean, until Iran becomes a fully normalized member of the international community and has the same access to American weaponry as does Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar and all the other countries in the GCC, then Iran has no other option but to continue showing that it is a strong country.
Do you believe that's also why they ran footage of the operation on state television?
Absolutely. It was a propaganda stunt, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's similar to what North Korea does. It shows its so-called military strength in a way that gets our attention. But really, those people who know anything about military strength understand very well that Iran and North Korea are countries that are on the outside of the international community, and basically what they have is not a great deal. It's enough to upset a few people, and once they start rattling sabers, we get a bit worried. But in the end, if push ever came to shove and there was a major regional war, Iran, like with North Korea, would probably not really survive.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden said if the recent tests were carried out in defiance of the international deal reached last year, that they would take action. Where does the US go from here?
Well, the U.S. goes nowhere from here. Until Obama is out of the office and a new president has been bedded down, which won't be until somewhere toward the end of 2017, you're not going to be seeing a great deal of action out of Washington. You'll be seeing a lot of talk, but no action.
John Bruni, Director of Sage International, speaking with the Wire's Tali Sfingos.